Baie welkom by Radio Tygerberg se getuienisprogram. Dit is Draaipunt, waar ons stories vertel waar die Here 'n groot verandering, 'n verbeter, 'n vernuwing, 'n draaipunt in iemand se lewe gebring het. Nou hoof me on the line today is Heloise Engelbrecht. She has an amazing story of how God met her in her situation. Heloise is from Brackenfell. Heloise, good day. Where does your story start?
Hi, Naomi. Thank you so much for having me on your show. My story and the turning point in my life was in 2010, on the 10th of January, 2018. Basically, what happened was myself and my now ex-husband, we were involved in a motorcycle accident. It was completely unexpected. It was extremely tragic. But basically, then what happened was we were transported to hospital and at the hospital, when family and my friends came on that evening, they were basically told by the doctor that they're just basically trying to keep me alive. They don't know if I'm going to make it through the night. So what my mother then did is she asked the family and they just went outside and went to the hospital and she just cried out to God. And she asked God to save my life and she screamed out every promise that she knew in the Bible to pray to God, you know, for her daughter. It took about a few weeks that I was in ICU. I remember being in and out of consciousness. And the doctors came back. And I remember one day my aunt came to sit next to my bed. And she told me that, you know, the doctor said that I will never walk again. And when she said those words, it was something that I almost knew within myself. But hearing it, there was a calmness over me, but it's something that I couldn't really fathom properly. It gave me a lot of information that I could go to the city private hospital to rehabilitation. And there was no hope, you know, that God will do the impossible at that stage in my life. When we went to UCT, I remember the professors and the doctors standing around my bedside and they basically just telling me, you know, they looked at the scan, they looked at everything and unfortunately there's nothing they can do with it. I will never walk again and that I basically have quadriplegia, which means none of your limbs work. So it was really hard for to swallow because since the age of 17, I've been very independent at work. Before I wasn't working, I was doing courses. And then at that time, I was 27 years old. I had two young children. My son was only 3 and my daughter was 6 months old. And I remember just asking God, how is this possible? You know, how can this happen? And I tried to reconcile it up with God in that time when I was sent home. And I remember lying in my bed because I was bedridden for the next 2 years. I was in and out of hospital with different infections, being sick all the time. And watching my children playing next to my bed. And the only thing that I could hear was, I need to fight. I need to fight for them. And I think that is what really kept me alive at that time because going into hospital every second month, doctors couldn't find what was wrong with me. They didn't know what the infection was about. And, you know, hopelessness really set in. The way I looked, I lost so much weight. My skin went gray. My ribs were protruding. I just didn't look like myself. And every time I would catch a glimpse of myself in the mirror, it's like the enemy would just throw negative words at me, like, your life is over. Look what you look like. It's just a lot of negative thoughts. And I was at a point where I would sit in a company of people and I would smile and keep my composure. But every night I would go to bed, I would cry. I would just cry to the Lord and say, help. I had no words. I had no words to pray. I just would say, Lord, help me. Help me get through this. I don't know what your plan is, but help me get through this. And in 2011, at the end of that year, they eventually found it was wrong and said I had to have an operation immediately. And there was no thought. If I didn't have the operation, I would die. If I did have the operation also, there's a 50% chance that I would also die. And the question mark came again, Lord, where are you taking me? I don't know what to do. And one of the doctors came to me, which doesn't normally happen. And he said to me, it means the mere fact that you are still here today means God has a plan for you. And wow, I was then transferred to Kilgrove Hospital where they did the major operation to remove the plates from my neck and the infection to drain it. You know, from there, recovery started. So I felt paralyzed. Whatever I do, I have to do it with my pinky when I type, you know. But I found ways to navigate through my life. And you know what has been holding me through this time was the fact that God saved me. He saved me in order to see my children, in order to raise my children. And I am so grateful to God for that, despite the difficulties and struggles and
Louise, what an amazing story. Was there a point, a stage, where you felt there was a turning point where God spoke to you intimately and you just felt switched on? What was that turning point?
So the turning point, I believe, that was 2011. Still in the midst of that, being sick and in and out of the hospital. And it was that it was a specific day when I was lying in bed and I'm looking at my children. My desire since a young child, I always wanted to be a mom. And I looked at them and I couldn't mother them and I felt hopeless. And the Lord asked me, what is in your hand? What can you do? And I remember my son was going to Great Barr at that time. And I told my family, I'm going to sit with him. I'm going to sit with him. I'll do homework with him. I'll teach him his son. I'll, even though I can physically can't do anything, but there was, I had to teach him which side is the B and which side is the D. I would use my head. I would turn my head that way. I would sit with him with his son. I would be proactive in what they wear for the day. I would, you know, the Lord says, do what you can do, and I will do the rest. And because of that, because I could trust God in that little, and he showed me the little that I can do, I founded a non-profit organization called the Yosef Dream Foundation in 2017 called the Motto Dare Dream. So when we go out, our motto is to tell people, dream despite your limitations. Dream despite not having made the funding or anything. Dream the impossible dream because of God. Nothing is impossible. And it's based on the Isaiah 58, you know, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to break the chains of oppression, and to make the community livable again.
Wow, that's amazing.
And Louise, that is what I could do in that time.
Yes, that's wonderful. If someone is maybe in your situation today, they are fighting the same battles, how do you want to encourage them today?
There's a scripture that is my favorite scripture since the accident happened. And it is Romans 8, verse 24 to 25. It says, hope which is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what they see, but we hope for what we do not see, and we wait for it patiently. And to me, that's really profound because sometimes we want to see it in the now. But if we hold on to God's hand, you know, there's a slogan, I think it's an Adidas slogan, it says, impossible is nothing. But I added to that, impossible is nothing with God. And it is tough. You will cry those tears. And I always tell people, crying is healing. Let it out, but cry with God. Hold his hand. In this time when I thought I was useless and I could do nothing, I published 2 children's books. I'm a head of department at our church where I do the art, the dance, and the drama. You know, God has a sense of humor. I'm in a wheelchair, but I'm over the art, dance, and drama at our church. You know, God is the potter, and we are the clay. And sometimes they are cracked, and sometimes they break. But he will mold us, and we will be surprised at the end of what God can create was something that seems broken in you. Just hold on to God and share His hope.
Wow, wow, wow. Those loving words from Heloise Engelbrecht from Brackenfell. Heloise, I also know you you wrote a book. Where can people get your book and get more information on that?
So at this point in time, they can contact me on my cell phone number if they're interested. My cell phone number is 074-141-9596.
Dan sien dis die hart en die stem van Heloise Engelbrecht in vandag se Draaipunt program. Onthou die program word uitgesaai op 'n Vrydag aand om 9:00 en dit word herhaal op 'n Sondag om 5:30.